Hey everybody, Damara West, founder of Be Well, Beautiful Woman, and I am delighted to bring you the Women's Liberation Summit, which is dedicated to helping you to reclaim your authentic power so that you can lead and live life on your own terms. I have a special treat for you today. This woman, I've been following her work for quite some time, and she's a prolific writer. And you're going to be able to learn all about that and so many other things connected to her own liberation story and how she's really owning her power and standing in it fully. So Tiffany Nicole, she's a multidisciplinary artist, a serial entrepreneur, and over the years, she's used her creative outlets as therapy, and now she offers her gifts and talents to the world. She serves as a writer, an abstract painter, a jewelry designer, and a candle maker. She also uses her personal journey through mental struggles as a means to help other women overcome creative blockages in their own lives. In doing so, they are able to tap into their own unique gifts and confidently share them with the world. Oh, I love that so much. Our light, transferring it to other people. We're going to dig into that and so many other things. Tiffany Nicole, thank you so much for being here, sis. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you look gorgeous. I'm just loving the color, everything. Just you're just radiant. So let's talk about, first and foremost, you know, how did you stumble upon these creative outlets as a means for you to deepen your liberation as a woman?
Okay, they came at different times in my life for sure. But I would say probably around the time after college when it was like that moment of, okay, you have to go out into the world. And up until that point, I kind of felt like I was living a lie because I was doing a lot of things that other people wanted me to do. And it kind of became possible, like impossible to like ignore like my truth anymore. So we had briefly spoken about this. Like I had I don't want to say a breakdown, but, you know, essentially it was like a wake up call. I had been hit really hard with anxiety and depression. I had to come home and I was home for like a month. And in that time, there was really nothing else for me to do. Like, I didn't know what to do. But what I did know was that I was scared. And something that kept calling to me was painting. I don't know exactly why, how, or when. Like I actually like picked up the brush, but it was just like one of those moments where it was like, okay, well, I need to do something to move because I wasn't moving. And my life had kind of gotten very dark. And so I think the painting just kind of naturally brought color back into my life, and it kind of just introduced itself to me, and then I never stopped from there. And then from then on, like, I just began to experiment with other things that, you know, made me happier, that I was intrigued about, which is kind of how jewelry making came about. I've always been somebody who works with my hands, and so I think I just like saw a piece of jewelry and was like, I can totally make that. And then I did, and you know, kind of again kept going from there, same with candles. And then I ended up writing, well, again, like I said, I have been writing for quite a while too, like just through my journey. Like I was a blogger, and like I would blog all about my struggles and things that I was going through, things that made me happy, fashion, art. Like I would blog, and that kind of naturally took its own path too.
Yeah. Well, and you know, when you talk about the lack of movement and how painting brought color back into your life, and what it makes me think about is the emotional vibration scale. And when we are in these emotions of depression and anxiety, and there is a level of darkness, right, that goes along with that vibration, as normalized as it is, and knowing that, you know, there are millions of people in the world that struggle with anxiety, depression, and any other mental health ailments, you know, and I can certainly relate to experiencing depression and being a therapist myself and knowing that how heavy that is when you're in it. And the fact that you recognize this calling to get out of it, the painting was really calling you to get out. And it sounds like a lot of these other creative outlets, it calling you to get out further and further removed. And so even though, of course, this it's a part of who you are, and you have all these ways in which you've been able to buffer yourself and to become more of who you are through this creativity that has literally brought you more to life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about your writing. Your writing is deeply powerful and so simple, right? Oftentimes when I see a page from what you've written, it's one or two very short sentences, almost the equivalent of a line from a haiku. Mm-hmm. And so talk to me about how you landed on this style. It feels very magical to me. And tell us what the name of the book is.
Thank you. Okay, so the name of the book is Lavender. And as far as the style, I don't think, well, okay, so I think it really stemmed from me just kind of going through longer works that I had written and finding like one or two, like whatever smacked me, I was like, oh, that's what needs to be shared, you know? So it's almost kind of like a filtering out of the words, kind of, so to speak. There's like this practice that I had started doing a while ago that I had read about in some artist's book, where he would like black out some of his, like go through newspaper articles and kind of black out some words, you know, and like leave only a few. And essentially, I kind of feel like that's what I was just doing with blog posts that I had written or journal posts that I had written or, you know, random things that I would put in my phone, and I would kind of go through and filter some out. And some, of course, I would leave in its entirety, but I just began to kind of simplify it, I guess.
Yeah. You know, what's really beautiful about what you're offering to us to consider is that when we're in the process of creating and birthing, we never really know how that's going to be repurposed, when it's going to be birthed in a more major way, whatever that might be. And so, again, being called to even approach your work in that way, which has resulted in this really beautiful compilation of writing, some of the most beautiful, simplistic messaging that I have ever seen when it comes to love, self-love, affirming thyself in a multitude of ways, taking care of self. And so it's deeply inspirational. And I think that only we can know the call and go after the call. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes we're thinking that we have to be a carbon copy, right, of someone else. And it's like, no, the world is waiting on you. And so this leads me to my next question about you, right, and the becoming of you. And, you know, from earlier conversations we've had, I know that this journey hasn't always been easy for you outside of just the things that you've shared, you know, regarding your mental health, but even things around family influence and being able to, you know, have the confidence in yourself to be able to monetize from your creative outlets. And so talk to us about, you know, some of those things that have been really pivotal moments related to your liberation and how you were able to overcome and really step into your power.
Okay. Give me one second.
Yeah, no. Take your time.
Hmm. I think that was kind of a loaded question.
Yeah. And so whatever parts you feel called to respond to.
So I think, again, there were obviously several moments, you know, throughout where I had to constantly make the same choice over and over again, which was that I was going to live for myself, that I was going to speak my truth, that I was going to fulfill, I guess, the purpose that I knew was within me. And I think that just came from giving myself permission, you know what I mean? It wasn't like a, there wasn't any specific moment, I don't think, you know, but there were always little moments, you know, and I still have to go through them every single day to just kind of remind myself and give myself that permission to be all of who I'm supposed to be, or be all of who I am for my entire life. I can remember, like, that's always who I've been. I've always been a person who encouraged other people to seek what made them happy. So when I found myself in a space, in a situation where I wasn't, I had to be like, okay, well, how are you speaking all of this to other people and encouraging people, like, left and right to, you know, follow their truth, and you're not living yours? And so I had to, like, hold myself accountable, like, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, how dare I not take up space, you know, when I'm telling other people to do the same. And I think something that really, I think, helped me was A Course in Miracles. That's something that, it's not like a pivotal moment, but it was a pivotal time, like when I was able to, I think, begin to read something that was different from what I read, like, you know, through, like, from my upbringing. I was, you know, I came up Christian, and it was a really, that, so that began to be something that didn't always fully support me, I think, spiritually as a person. And so, like, once I started to read something that made me feel free and made me feel seen, heard, supported, right in all that I had ever known myself to be. Like, it was more, I guess, freeing for me to move forward, knowing that, yes, what you're thinking and what you have always thought and how you've always felt, these are, it is accurate. And it is, like, you have that right to choose for yourself, and you have that right to shine this light, and you have that right to be this woman that you know you want to be. And you don't have to, you know, wear masks, and you don't have to, I guess, settle. And that's with any area of my life. Like, you know, so once I kind of was in a space spiritually where I was being fed and felt full, then I was able to kind of be more full in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. This is so good, because what you're really inviting us to think about is just the power to co-create. Mm-hmm. And the minute you decided, and I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine about those miraculous shifts. And I'm also a student in Course in Miracles, and in thinking that, it's like, oh, well, a lot of times we believe that we have to go through all of this laborious work in order to make shifts. And sometimes there is work, but sometimes there is just the decision to say, no more, I'm done. I'm facing myself. And sometimes we don't even know that we need to face ourselves until, well, we are approached with something that says, here you go, here's the mirror. You know, and I remember for years being, you know, I'm a licensed therapist, and I don't see a lot of clinical folks these days. And I just remember one day feeling like, me too. Mm. Like, and so for years, even though I knew that I had had a lot of trauma that I needed to heal from. And I really found myself healing through my work. And that is an outlet until that outlet is no longer sufficient anymore. And source is saying, I need you to look at yourself because I need you to become more of who you are because I've got a lot in store for your life.
Right.
And all we have to do is decide. And there was something that you said that I just wanted to reflect back that was so powerful, right? Like we have the right to choose for ourselves to be the woman that we want to be. We don't have to wear masks. We don't have to settle. And, you know, again, just the simplicity and yet the potency of those words, because the minute that we make those decisions is the minute that we find liberation. And so, or we begin to more and more, right? We begin to more and more because we know liberation is like, it's an onion and there's always going to be more to be revealed about what is it that's calling us to be transformed into or from. So when you think about liberation, how would you describe liberation from your vantage point?
How would I describe liberation? I would describe liberation as a true awareness of who you are, right? Like, because I think that's where the freedom comes in. Like when you know who you are, that naturally frees you up, I think, in every other area of your life, because you're not, going against the things that your soul is telling you not for you, you know, like you are in a space to walk the earth, I think, empowered as opposed to being disempowered. And you're not saying yes to things that you want to say no to. And, you know, like you, it's clarity, I think. And I think it's also just like the inner freedom and that inner peace that, you know, everybody, you know, is looking for, but it truly is. It's that inner knowing and that inner peace that sets you free in every other area of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, you know, when we think about liberation, you know, being a journey, where are you at on that journey?
Okay. I would say that that's actually a good question. That's a good question because that's actually something that I've been reflecting on that, I would say, for the last couple of weeks. Because sorry. All right. So
time.
I would say, because this is what I was thinking, this is my process, like my brain a couple of weeks ago, like I was saying, okay, well, I was looking at just my progress and where I am now. I was looking at where I used to be. And then I was kind of looking at what I was facing now, like what's the resistance that I'm up against right now. And so I found that I had done this huge growth. Like I've made all this growth in the area of, okay, I give myself permission to share, you know, I give myself permission to share and to take up space and to do the things that like I love to do. But now I think I'm at the spot where I'm learning how to do that free of judgment, you know, from myself and from others. You know, it's when you, and you know, like as an artist, it's, and I've always been like very sensitive, like when I put things out, wanting it to kind of be well received. But now that, especially with Lavender, and it's kind of getting it's kind of taken on a life of its own, and it's growing in a way, and people are sharing all over. And, you know, I'm super grateful for that, but it's also put me in this space of, okay, if somebody writes a horrible review, you know, does that, is that going to affect how I feel about myself, or does that shift how I view the value that I bring to the world, you know? So it's kind of getting past the point of giving myself permission to take up space. Now I'm at the point where I'm giving myself permission to be free of other people's opinions of what I do, you know? Yeah. Yeah. And put so much pressure on myself either, you know, to know that what I do is not for ego, you know, not for mine or anybody else's. So whether it's good or whether it's bad, you know, negative, positive reviews or negative, positive, you know, responses, my path is in the middle. Like it doesn't, it doesn't matter, you know, like me knowing who I am, and staying rooted in the words that I put out and knowing where they came from, which was, you know, like we talk about that co-creation, that's, it's not just me, like that's my higher self, that spirit. Like, so being totally secure and knowing that that's not something that I have to defend, but it's also not something that I get to be like super egotistical about either, you know?
Yeah. Well, and what you're saying, this is so real. And I'm grateful that you allowed us to know that part of where you're at. And that's not always easy to say, this is where I'm at in my journey. And I love this acknowledgement about, you know, I've given myself to freedom to take the freedom to take up space. And now I'm working to have the freedom to just be and create and touch whoever I am led to touch. Right. And it really speaks to that as we elevate through our healing and liberatory work, and liberation and healing really, you know, it's one and the same essentially. But as we do that work, there's, and as we elevate, guess what? There's going to be more that we have to confront in ourselves, in part because we're leveling up, right? And Source is saying, as you level up, I need to now reveal this part of you. I need you to get stronger here so that I can guide you to more of who you are so that you can reach more of the people. Because we never become liberated for ourselves. Our liberation is really rooted in illuminating light in the lives of other people. And your work, you know, from the little bit that I've been able to digest and deeply enjoy, the world needs your words. We need your words and whatever other outlets that you feel led to do. And I just appreciate the normalization of this and that all of us are going to be encountering things that we need to transform from, and that there's really never an arrival point on this liberation journey. And, you know, the last thing I want to say about this is a book that I read a couple years ago by Rachel Hollins, I believe, Girl, Wash Your Face. And there's a section in here where she's talking about the very thing that you just said. She said, I really had to face myself in this moment and acknowledge that, gosh, if nobody ever reads this, would I still feel good about my work? If one person out of the masses, right, and this the research shows this, that we can be loved and favored in all kinds of ways, and that one critic has the ability to derail that, right, and to derail the acknowledgement that we have the power to choose how we're going to see that, and they have a right to their opinion. Who cares? Does that one voice outweigh the 50,000? Right. Yeah. But in these moments of and we know it's ego. In these moments of ego, it does matter. Right. And until we decide that these things no longer matter and they're really futile and that it really causes our suffering when we spend time on things that are so out of the realm of our control.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know the audience is as you feel comfortable to, I would love for you to read a little bit from Lavender to give us a little bit of gift of your words, if you feel comfortable doing that. And of course, folks, I get to see it on Instagram, which is amazing, right? Periodically. And as you feel comfortable, if I would love for you to share a little bit.
Okay. I have to go grab it real quick. It's right in the other room.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
One second.
Okay.
Okay, so I will share. Something that I wrote on the topic of growth and healing.
Beautiful.
Okay. So you, like everyone else, are allowed to feel your feelings, every single one of them. You suffer needlessly when you don't allow yourself the space and time to process each emotion and let it pass through. Your anger is acceptable and does not need to be hidden. Don't look away from your rage. Bring your resentment to the light. Offer up your jealousy. Breathe into your insecurity. Hold hands with your shadow. She needs your love too. She needs your compassion and understanding. What she brings to the surface is just as valuable as the emotions you deem worthy and pleasurable. Her gift to you is humanity in its truest and deepest form. You are human, so be human. Explore and express all the emotions in this wide, beautiful, scary, messy spectrum. That's why you are here, to feel, to heal, and to return to love.
Wow. I felt that it was visceral. I'm so much about the embodiment of all of who we are. And that everything is igniting a lesson, and that our job is just to embrace all of it, not to sit in it. I love what you said, breathe through it, breathe through it, acknowledge it. You are giving us the invitation to face our truths, our deepest, darkest truths, which is very much a part of who we are. You know, and even the way that we frame darkness and light, I think, you know, might be somewhat problematic because, like you said, we do prize these higher level emotions. You know, I just did a whole series on liberation called the Let's Liberate Challenge. And, you know, the major focus was the emotional vibration scale and that we're trying to get back up the ladder as fast as possible, but we're not discarding, right? Those emotions that come to the surface, we're allowing those emotions to be our teacher and we're allowing ourselves to be liberated from them in every moment, between the 50,000 to 90,000 decisions that we make every single day, we have an opportunity to honor, to understand, to transform from over and over and over again. Oh, so beautiful. So the audience, of course, they're going to have a link so that they can purchase the book because I know I'm going to get a copy. And my sense is that other people are going to want, the more you get your voice out there, the more people are going to be led to glean from you. And you've created such a beautiful platform for us to do that. So thank you for really answering the liberation call for yourself, because we get the gift of you as a result of that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you for this space. I like when you told me about it, I was like, yes.
Wow. Well, thank you. I received that 100%. So, you know, as we get ready to wrap up, I would love for you to just share with the audience, you know, your last thoughts on liberation, those last moments of inspiration that you want to impart.
Have fun. Like play with life. And don't take life or yourself too seriously. Like, yes, we're here to learn, to grow, to heal, all of those things, but we're also here to enjoy and to have fun. So it's like, don't get so caught up in being so serious that you forget to play and to laugh. And I feel like when we find ourselves in that vibration, especially as women, like the divine feminine energy is all about playfulness and creativity. So it's like when we're in that space, I think it opens up so many doors for us too. And it puts us in that space of receptivity for us to just be this beautiful channel and be this beautiful light to the world. You know, the world responds to our joy and to our gladness, our happiness. So let it out, show it, embrace it.
Yes. Oh, that was such a beautiful way to end our time together. And, you know, just one more thing that I did think about that I want to spend just a little bit of time on, because you've been able to build a career around your creative outlets, you know, make a living, which, you know, the fallacy is that you can't do that, right? But yet you have a lot of creatives out there that have been able to. So for someone who has any apprehension about that, but really wants to live out loud in that space, you know, what kind of advice do you have for them?
I would say you have to be able to give yourself the permission to do so, right? Because if you don't believe that it's possible for you, then sadly, it just won't be. But something that I continue to learn every single day is that the more I give myself permission to live in a grand scale and, you know, actually fulfill my dreams, the more I'm able to do them, you know, and it's all because I choose to do so. You know, I make it possible for myself first in here before it's ever realized outside of myself. So you have to kind of give yourself that permission to be successful and understand that you already are. That's kind of like the point. It's like everything that we're projecting outwardly is all that we've, you know, cultivated within. So it's like really finding that space within yourself where you, again, that inner awareness, what we were talking about before, like what does liberation truly mean to me? I really do believe that once you get that true awareness and understanding of who you are, where you came from, and what you're here to do, nothing can kind of keep you from fulfilling whatever desire or purpose comes across your heart.
Oh, I love that, because really you're talking about the jump off point, right? And if we really, you know, believe in energy, and I don't know how we couldn't, because we're energetic sources, everything has a vibration. You're saying, right, that this thought that you have about self, everything permeates from that thought. Everything you attract literally from that thought, from every thought that we have. And so really what you're talking about, as we both know, is creating a state of flow, right? Mm-hmm. Like this creates ease in our lives because, as you named, this is our design. We're mm-hmm. supposed to feel good. We're supposed to be free. We're supposed to live an authentic life, you know, not a carbon copy of someone else, because there really is, you know, no one is special. And yet we are all special, right? At the same time. And so I love that, right? Again, the simplicity of it, but remembering the power of our thinking to attract what it is that we want, whatever that is. And nothing has to be left on the table. Anything is up for grabs in the midst of this. So thank you so much, Tiffany Nicole. You are just amazing. Just a beautiful soul in a multitude of ways. And I'm grateful that our paths crossed. So how can folks stay in touch with you? Because I want to make sure that they can stay connected.
So you can find me on Instagram at Lavender the Book.
Wonderful. So make sure that you follow Tiffany Nicole at Lavender the Book on Instagram. As I said before, really, really inspirational content there. We'll also have a link to purchase her book if you feel called to do that. And you heard it here at the Women's Liberation Summit. We are helping you to reclaim your authentic power so that you can lead and live your most authentic, liberated life. Until next time, beauties. Ashe.